Nun, Vav. Vav, right. Okay. Okay, so continue with making mistakes with brachas. So, Simon Nun Vav, Ois Vav. Afilu Emsiyim Kala Bracha Batais. Even if you finished, you remember yesterday we said that you made a bracha, you started making a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, which you're supposed to have the proper kavanah for which bracha you're about to make, and you had it by mistake. So we ended off saying that if your kavanah was to make shakol, and then you remember that it was really wine, then you're okay because really shakol works for wine. So that's if you finished the bracha properly. Now we're going to discuss if you didn't finish the bracha properly. Afilu Emsiyim Kala Bracha Batais, even if you finished the entire bracha by mistake, meaning with the improper bracha, Ela Shenizkar Taka Deidibra V'Tikan Amirasa, but you remembered within Taka Deidibra, which approximately 2 seconds, and you fixed your Amir, Gachalokach Kois Mayim, Oishacher, you took a kais of water or beer, kas of a kasava shuyayin, and you thought it was wine, miyad, and right when you finish Barapriyagofen, you remember immediately shumayim that it's water or beer. Vasim shakol and you finish a kol niyabidvara, kacha right? Shakol. I mean, that's what the bracha ended up sounding like. Then you would be yotze. As long as you did it, taika deidibra, you switch to the right bracha, then you're okay. Zayin v'mloynisko taika deidibra. And if you didn't remember taika deidibra, tzarich levarach mechadosh, bracha shakol, then you can make a bracha shakol. And who writes a lishtois kaiser? That's if you want to drink this kais. V'mhoye b'day to lishtois gam yayin acher. And if you want to drink another wine, yikach v'yishtama'at v'ein etzarach ha'bracha shenis, then take a little bit more, and you don't have to make a second bracha, kol sheleh hifzik b'dibra, as long as you haven't talked. Right. Now, again, he's saying, if you didn't remember taik de'dibur, then you have to make the new bracha. If it's sha'akol, if you made bar p'yagofen instead of it. But if you were planning on having wine, then drink a little bit of the wine, and then you don't need a second bracha, as long as you haven't talked. Vim tam tchila min ha-kois, but if you already tasted from the kois, v'yidei timasei noid l'shumayim ha-shecher, meaning, till now I was talking about if you looked at the cup and you saw during your bracha that it was the wrong thing, you were making a bracha on the wrong thing, but here you didn't know till after you drank. Kamakam le'havi hefsek b'di'evet, that would not be called a hefsek. And you can just go quickly drink wine if the mistake that you made was by a priya gofen. Okay, Siman on Zion, for those of us that like to eat doubles, this is a very important siman. So din berach ha-maichel e-mashke v'achakach the bracha on eat food and drink, and then they bring you more food. Ubay Zion se'ifim. So berach, if you made a bracha al ha-lechem, on bread. So you ate bread, and then you had no das to eat anymore. You bought yourself a roll or a piece of cake, and then you thought it was going to be enough. Then you had a taiva to eat more. I think the diak here is taiva. It didn't say you want to eat more. It says you had a taiva to eat more because there's really never a reason, a rational reason to go for doubles, usually. It's just stick a little mussar in there, right? So then you had a taiva to eat more, and then you went and you got more. Even if you still have some of your original cake or original roll that you prepared in the beginning, mikamakon, however, still, tzarech, you need to make a second bracha. Nimlach, because that's called being nimlach. Meaning, since you went and you bought the roll, or you went and you took the roll and you sat yourself down at a table and you didn't have any intention to eat another roll, and now you changed your mind, so now you have to make a new bracha. But if you have bread in your house, and you cut a piece, because you thought that would suffice, and then you desired more, and then you cut yourself more bread, then even if you have nothing left in front of you from your original bread, you don't have to make a second bracha. That's not called changing your mind, because that is the way that people do it. You take yourself, you know, a piece of bread, and then you think you're going to control yourself, and then you lose control, so you go get another one. So that's not called nimlach. So it's only nimlach if you went and you bought food, you went and bought it, and you without any sort of intention of having any more. Let's say you made a bracha on peiros, and then they brought you more peiros. In b'shas ha-bracha, when you made the bracha, of your das was on anything they're going to bring to you, then even if you used up whatever fruits that you had initially, and even the new fruit is not the same type of fruit, you know, you were eating apples and they brought you oranges, but they have the same bracha, you don't have to make a new bracha on what was brought to you. But that's because you had no idea what they were bringing to you. So your bracha was on everything. But v'im hu nimlach mamash. But if you really changed your mind, your das was to eat only the fruit that was in front of you, and then you change your mind to eat more, even if it's the same min, even if the original fruit you were eating, there's still some left in front of you. You need to make another bracha. So with these halachas, you have to know exactly what was in your das. Right? Meaning if you said, okay, I'm going to eat, and then whatever they bring to me is going to be included in this bracha, then you don't make a new bracha. But if you really, let's say you're on a diet, and you said, okay, I'm only allowed to have half a fruit, so you take half a fruit, and then you decide, or somebody brings in a new fruit, you say, oh, I can't control myself, then for sure you need to make a new bracha. Now, what happens if it's stam? So that's the most common. Gimel is the most common case. Let's say your das was stam, meaning like all males, right? The women ask the male, what are you thinking? I'm thinking nothing, right? So we're very good at thinking nothing. So you ask, okay, did you have in mind? I don't know. I was thinking nothing. Right? If in the betchila, his das is stam, loikach v'loikach, he wasn't thinking either way, azay yesh chiluk, then there's a difference. She'im b'shashu v'yuloi teshniyim, when they brought him the second fruits, loihoi loi oidim ha-rishonim, there was nothing left from the rishonim, tzarech l'varach shenis, you would have to make a new bracha, because you didn't have das in either direction. Avalim ha-yoi loi oz oidim ha-rishonim, but if you had from what was your initial food that you ate was in front of you, yesh safikim tzarech l'varach shenis ala shniyim, there's a suffix if you have to make a bracha on the second thing or not. You have to be careful that when you make the bracha, when you make a bracha in your house, you should have your das that it's on anything that would be brought to you. And if that was not your das, it was only stam, kiven the ikas sveka bebracha, since it's a suffix bracha, you should stop yourself from eating them, from eating the new fruit or any new food. So now I'm going to tell you the situation that I'm in the middle of right this minute. I was in the kitchen in my mother's house and she asked me if I want a tea. I said, I don't want a tea. But then I came into the other room and I was drinking a seltzer, which is the seltzer still in front of me. Not the seltzer in the cup, but the seltzer in the bottle. Then I guess my mother decided she's making me a tea anyways. So now I don't remember if when she said, because I said maybe, or maybe I'll have a tea. And then I decided in my head, I think I decided in my head not. Bottom line is then she came and brought me a tea. So now I have the seltzer that I made the initial bracha in front of me. And I had this tea, and I have no recollection whether I had in mind not to have the tea. So what am I supposed to do now?
Das Baal Bayis or something?
That's if you're eating by a meal or something. But here I think I said specifically I don't want the tea.
Only say esophageal
You don't have
broth.
a choice when it comes to your mother.
That's true. That's why she brought me the tea. That's why she brought me the tea. But I'm not sure. What should I do now? L'chora should not have the tea. But now there's a keep it of Amish. Well, not an off, keep it Amish. So now I'm stuck. So what I think I should do is go get a different food that's a shahakal and that I certainly didn't have in mind and make a bracha on that. And l'chora, I'm covered. Right?
But we say we never have in mind of anything.
Well, the problem is that the candy that I would make a shahakal on is sitting right here. It was in front of me. So I don't know. I don't know. Bottom line is stay uneducated. It's much easier. Life is much easier. All right. Okay. Anyways, but that's a practical example of, what is going on here. Dalit, heviyuloi pri, shulchashu v'chavavolav yosim and rishonim. Let's say they brought you a fruit. Like this could happen, tomorrow night. Bez Hashem, Tu B'Shvat. Right? So you're eating your fruits, and then somebody comes home and says, "Oh, I got a gishmak, a new fruit for you." Right? So you like preshu chashu v'chavav love yosem min rishonim, and you like it better. Ayshu min shiva, or it's from the seven pairs of Eretz Yisrael. Afilu yeshufan of oid min rishonim, even if you still have your original food in front of you, tzarach levarach hazeh sheviu like you need to make a bracha on the one that they bring you. Kimasha chashuv ena yachal liftar derech grora. Something that's not chashuv cannot pater something that's chashuv derech grora, meaning. I don't know how to touch that exactly. Meaning, stam. That's not a very good translation.
So where does the tevimetiv come in?
What?
A
Meaning, you can
tevimetiv.
only, if you,
You don't make
meaning,
another bar for government by tevimetiv.
but HaTorah is a special din by Bar Pri HaGafen that you didn't know about it.
Why don't you make another bar for government?
Because HaTorah replaces the Bar Pri HaGafen. Right, so here, meaning you cannot say that stam bracha without kavana covers that. The that's the main point of the kitzur. A stam bracha does not cover something that's more chashuv. That you'd have to make a new bracha. Meaning you're sitting in your house and then somebody comes and brings you something else, even though your das was okay. Whatever fruits come to this house, I'm having it in mind, but that doesn't work if you don't know what the fruit is. If that new fruit is more chashuv. Right, you have to have kavana, meaning you have to know that that new fruit is coming, and then you can have it in mind. Right. Hey, Berech al Hashecha, you made a bracha on beer. V'nischav lifter a kol mashi viu lemi birchas me birchas shakal, and you had in mind anything that they bring to you. You're having a mind, Birch Shaka, but Violoi, dog him, and they brought fish. Ain't it Sarah Labarakala dog him? You don't have to make a bracha on the fish. Stam, but if you didn't have specific intent to make that bracha shakal on anything that's brought to you, Afilu and Bishasha is a dog him, a dying how you shake Levana. Even when they brought you the fish, the beer was in front of you. Mikamakam Sarah Labarakala dog him, you still need to make a bracha on the fish. It's not similar to fruit. Even if one is apples and one is nuts, that's all considered food. But beer and fish, those are two totally separate foods. One's a food, one's a liquid. And they don't pater each other. So now he's saying, the previous halach was talking about something that's chashuv. This halach is saying that stam das does not cross from food to drink or from drink to food, only if you had that in mind or it was in front of you. But stam das does not work from food to drink, drink to food. Meaning, so if you go to somebody's house and you're drinking, sitting down and drinking a tea, and that's all you plan on having is whatever drinks they bring to me, that's what I'm going to have, and then they bring you out candy, then you would have to make a bracha on the candy. Okay, we will stop over there, and everybody should have a fine night.